And welcome back to the Dan Mandis Show here on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Michael Patrick Leahy sitting in here today for Dan Mandis, and we are joined in studio by our good friend, Carol Swain, former professor at Vanderbilt University. Now, Carol, I told you before the break that I was going to ask you the big question. So here it is. Carol, have you ever considered running for mayor of Nashville?
I would have to confess that when Megan Burry first started her campaign, that it crossed my mind, and then when I saw some of the things she was proposing, I sort of jokingly raised it on Facebook, and there was a tremendous response of people, you know, encouraging me to challenge her, and so I can't say that I haven't, but I've never really sought political office. I've never felt called to be in political office, but ever since I've been on the public scene, I've had people urging me to run for, you know, governor, run for Congress, and I have resisted because I believe that there has to be some people on the outside to hold politicians accountable.
You told me earlier that you, for many years in your life, you were very shy, and yet you are very articulate. Now, what changed?
I had a Christian conversion experience in 1999, and up until that time, even as a professor, I was shy, and I would try to write out everything I had to say, and I would clutch the podium, and I would sweat, and I would be miserable. And I had the Christian conversion experience, and God impressed on my mind that He had given me a message bigger than me, and as long as I focused on the message, I could speak. And so after that, I started, you know, talking, giving media interviews. And before that, during my time at Princeton, I had turned down a chance to be on Good Morning America because I was afraid. And now, you know, I go wherever they ask, pretty much.
And you are increasingly getting inquiries from various media outlets. Fox News has you on all the time, and I guess you're on another interview later today before you make your speech tomorrow at the Megan Burry Resign Now rally at the public square in Nashville.
And I also have an inquiry from the Martha McCallum show about being on this evening, and we have not firmed up the details because I just got the request. So yes, I am doing a lot of national media. I love public speaking, and I do believe that I have a message to convey. And when it comes to whether or not I would run for mayor, I would have to know that God was the one calling me to do it. I would be very concerned about finances because I believe that to run a credible campaign, you need deep pockets, and that's why we see so many rich people running. And there are people that will urge you to run for office, but when it comes to writing the check, you know, to write those big checks, they don't always follow through. And I think to challenge Mayor Burry, if she clings to office, it would take at minimum $1 million. And
yes,
if she resigns, it would still take a lot of money to be able to defeat her.
You mentioned that you may possibly be on Fox News this evening. That would be, what, 6 p.m. Central with Martha McCallum. Did they say what they want you to talk about?
Yes, the Florida shooting.
Okay, great, terrific. Now, you mentioned something earlier that I think is worth exploring. When it comes to the Metro Nashville-Davidson County government and its current operation, you said that the mayor ought to focus on good governance.
Yes.
Now, what I've noticed is, and we've, you know, obviously you look at American political ideas of checks and balances as really embedded in the U.S. Constitution, I get the feeling that there may not be as many checks and balances in the Metro Nashville government today as we would like to see. Have you seen that at all? Or
if we had checks and balances, the scandal that we're discussing today would never have happened. And if Megan Burry had wisdom, no way would a married woman travel alone with a married man, whether it was 9 trips or 10 trips. That would not have happened if there was any sense of propriety. And we know, those of us who are Christians, that the Bible says not to even give the appearance of evil. And that means that we can be totally innocent. There are some things we can do that will look to outsiders as being inappropriate, there was no sense of judgment that she exercised. And I think her affair hurts young women that have looked up to her. She received enormous national attention as being the first female mayor of Nashville. And she, you know, she ends with a big cloud over her head. She should do the right thing and exercise moral leadership by stepping down and not forcing, you know, the authorities investigating her to actually force her out of office based on the improprieties that she seems to have committed with her eyes wide open.
You mentioned a verb, cling to office. That's what it looks like. There are now three ongoing investigations, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, a special Metro Council investigation that is headed up by one of her political allies, and then an ethical board of conduct investigation in the Metro Council. That has to be, I think, signed off on by the legal director. But it's possible that there may be federal and state investigations as well coming up. How can she continue to provide moral leadership to the city when, A, she's not really being all that transparent with all the facts, and she's under this increasing number of investigations?
Well, first of all, I'm sure she has friends who love her. And I have, you know, prayed for her, and I know that there are a lot of people who don't agree with her politically who are praying for her. But she's not exercising good judgment at this moment. If she were exercising good judgment, she would resign immediately. She would not force the city and the state to incur the cost of the investigations. And so it's clear that she's not exercising and operating, you know, with a clear head. And I would encourage her allies to speak to her, because I think she's damaging her political party. I really don't care if she damages her political party, but I do care about good governance, and I believe that Nashville is suffering under the weight of her leadership. And that's all I have to say about that.
Well, and just to summarize, it seems to me when you describe the elements of good governance, there would be, from your talk here, there would be three elements of it. Number one, internal checks and balances. Number two, judgment. And number three, wisdom. And sadly, all three of those are missing right now from Mayor Megan Berry, at least as far as I can tell.
Yes, and I do believe that Phil Bredesen and Carl Dean and her allies at Vanderbilt University and all the people that pushed her, they need to step in and speak up.
Carol Swain, thank you so much for joining us here on the Dan Mendes Show on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Michael Patrick Leahy sitting in, back after the news.